You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you everything you need to know about the Conference of Champions. This episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and today we are discussing USC and everything going on with training camp so far. We only have like about 3 days to talk about so far, but going to give you everything we can from there. And joining me today is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, how's it going today?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Cindy? Long time no chat.
I'm good. Just, you know, again, every time I get on here, I'm like, I'm excited now that football is here, and I keep expressing that. But it's like when you've gone so long without college sports, you know, because it's been a little bit of a break at this point, besides watching like the Olympics. And, you know, watching NBA is just not the same as watching like college sports.
It's,
you know,
it's not the same at all. Plus, it feels like even though, you know, knock on wood, things are, you know, not great on the COVID front, it still feels like there's more of a sense of normalcy right now. So it feels like it's going to be more of a season for sure.
Right, exactly. So yesterday I spoke with Brian Brown a little bit about situations going on with ASU. And we mentioned how we don't have more than what we're being updated with by the reports, which is, you know, the three assistant coaches have been placed on paid leave. But Michael is actually in Arizona, in the mix of covering Wildcats and Sun Devils. So, Michael, is there anything that you can add about what's going on with ASU right now? And, like, if ASU fans should be concerned or if it's still very preliminary?
If I were, and, you know, this is coming from somebody that's gotten a lot of heat because I picked ASU to win the conference, but I'd be very worried if I was ASU because, or an ASU fan, because these are your two lead recruiters. I mean, you don't let go, or you don't put Chris Hawkins and Prentice Gill on administrative leave if there isn't something major that's going on right there. I would imagine these guys are done coaching at ASU. Now, I also think that this is probably going to be Herm's last year, because at this point, I think this is out of the athletic department's hands. I believe that this is something that's being viewed at from an administrative point of view with the president involved. But Arizona State right now is in a lot of trouble, because I also think you're finding out that whoever leaked all of this had a lot of information on these guys. And I think that this is something that's going to be very difficult for them to get past. I think you're looking at the last year of the Herm Edwards, Antonio Pierce marriage.
And that's kind of sad, because it was just getting started in a sense. Right. Like, we were excited to see like younger coaches be in the mix and working with these players. I mentioned yesterday that Chase Lucas was raving about the fact that, you know, he has a coach that's only a few years older than him and that he could relate to directly. So I feel like it's an unfortunate situation for ASU, but also this coaching staff.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's weird about it, though, Cindy, is that you look at it and there's being caught and there's just being dumb. And what they did, what they got caught with, was just dumb. I mean, this is something during COVID, you got a pandemic going on and you're sneaking kids on campus. I mean, this is going to be something that's going to be easy to prove. And I'm imagining that there's a lot of, that against the ASU staff. But like you said, if you're an ASU fan, you're bummed about this, because quite frankly, this was the season that you were looking for. And again, you still might be able to have that season, but I don't think that this incarnation of this coaching staff is going to be here after this. This was a tough blow for everybody involved. And you know what? If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. And I think that's what they're looking at right now.
Yeah. So the one thing I feel like is the gray area of it all is this is already kind of happening before the season starts. If the NCAA decides to have certain sanctions or administrative, you know, decide to fire anybody, What does that mean for this team going into this season?
You know, I don't think that it's going to, outside of Antonio Pierce or outside of Antonio Pierce and outside of Herm Edwards were to get let go, I don't think it's going to have a huge impact because ASU is able to replace their wide receiver coach with Bobby Wade, who coincidentally was a ex-U of A grade who played in the NFL for a long time. But I don't think you're going to see a ton of impact on the field, but what you are going to see is you're going to see a big problem with recruiting going forward, because I think a lot of these kids probably know that Herm Edwards is a dead man walking right now, for lack of a better term.
Tough break for Arizona State. Again, we'll continue to keep you updated on everything that we find out as everything's uncovered or, you know, whatever reported. I'm wishing the best for the Sun Devils and the coaches involved in this situation, because it's not easy to deal with something like this, especially after the year that everyone had with COVID last year. So yeah, we're going to hope for the best for everybody in the situation involved. Coming up next, we're going to dive into USC's fall camp and how things are going so far over there. But before we get into that, let me let you know about betonline.ag. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Okay, so fall camp across all of Pac-12 is underway. Super exciting times. I know the players are happy to be back. That's all they could talk about at Pac-12 Media Day, being back with the team, getting ready for this season where they're hopefully going to have a full stadium of fans. So as far as USC goes, they're dealing with some injuries. Yesterday was their first day of shoulder pads, but is there anything that like stands out to you, Michael, about USC's fall camp so far?
Other than the fact that it's crazy, you can lose players like a Brew McCoy, and just, you know, reading the reports, you still got Kadon Slovis, who's, you know, one of the handful of best quarterbacks in the country. But then you look at some of their other players. I mean, you got Drake London, who's probably the best wide receiver in the conference coming back. Then you've got, you know, when you got Taj Washington and Lake McCree, these are all guys that could start for almost any program in the conference. And that's what's just unique about them. I would love to be at a USC practice sometime and be able to watch this, because I got to see them one time when they were here in Tucson. And this was during the Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush era. And they were just doing cone drills outside of the Eastside Hilton Hotel. And just watch USC is like watch. It's not like watching anything else in the conference. It's just so unique. It is different than everything that you'll see, because it's an NFL mentality, and it's just so much different because these guys are all legitimately NFL caliber players. There's a precision, there's a crispness, there's an understanding that you just generally don't see. That said, I wasn't obviously at this practice or at these practices, but I look at them and I read, and I think this is going to be a team that's going to put up a ton of points this year, especially judging by the early returns.
Yeah. Helton actually praised a few newcomers, you know, from the team in that first day of practice. And one of those being Taj Washington, someone you just mentioned. He actually compared his skills to former USC wide receiver Marquise Lee. Mm-hmm. His exact words were, "The thing that I think he's going to bring to the table, he has true top end speed. I mean, he can take the top off of defense in a hurry. So we're really excited to have him." I do think that's one thing that SC has done really well, is grabbing athletes that have speed and have like ran track. Cause like Marquise was someone who ran track in high school. Mm-hmm. Robert Woods, same thing. And so I do know that they gravitate towards those type of wide receivers. How do you think Taj Washington will fit in with this offense?
I think he fits in perfectly. I think the coach hit the nail on the head. Anytime you compare anyone to Marquise Lee, who was one of the best wide receivers that I've ever seen at USC, I was a little surprised he wasn't a better pro, but as far as on college, he was just a next level type guy. And I think he's going to fit in perfectly next to Drake London, because Drake London's kind of the bigger receiver who can get deep, but can also work those intermediate routes. And so if you've got a guy as total speed burner opposite Drake London, I think this is going to be something that's going to be really dynamic for this group right here.
Yeah, when it comes to the offense, it seems like offensive coordinator Graham Harrell is like excited about what they have going on there. He says they have a lot of new faces out there, a lot of talented new faces, and that's a good problem to have. I'm very knowledgeable about SC always having talent. I think it's literally, like we've talked about before, the legendary name behind SC being able to play for the Trojans. I don't think gaining talent has ever been an issue for them, but what do you think they'll need to do with that talent to like take their season to the next level? Because, you know, they tend to get to that Pac-12 championship game and not finish all the way through.
You know, this is going to sound really blunt and I don't mean it this way, but well, I'm about to say it. Todd Helton's just not a very good coach. Todd Helton.
Clay Helton.
Yeah, Todd Helton's a baseball player. Clay Helton is just not a very good coach. I mean, he's okay, but I've never watched a USC team and said, you know what, they're going to get over the hump with Clay Helton. You watch them, a lot of the times they're disorganized, they're scattershot, and I never come out of a USC game under Helton thinking, man, they just got the most out of their ability. And that's why, you know, they keep kicking that can down the road. But I think at some point they got to make that decision. What are we going to do here? Because I just don't think that he's good enough at this point, Cindy. I think that this is a team that's going to be very good based off raw talent, but I don't think they're ever going to hit that next level.
That's kind of tough. That for sure is tough. So, okay, we already know Keaton Slovis is the starting quarterback. But behind him, they have true freshman Miller Moss and Jackson Dart competing for that backup quarterback job. Go ahead.
They definitely have the two best backup quarterback names. That's for sure. I mean, it doesn't look better than Jackson Dart and Miller Moss.
You
look at it and both of these guys bring a little bit different qualities. You know, when you look at Moss, he's been incredibly accurate to this point. And it seems that he's starting to throw the ball with, you know, a little bit more. He's leading his guys a little bit more. He's been, from, you know, all accounts, he's been pretty sharp so far. And, you know, that's certainly something that you really are going to value in a backup quarterback, especially one that you're hoping doesn't really hit the field outside of, you know, maybe a, you know, for a quarter or somebody, if Slovis gets dinged up. You know, Dart has been a little bit different, kid out of Utah, obviously. But, you know, he's been a little bit more turnover prone. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, because when you look at Miller Moss, he's a guy that I think doesn't have maybe quite the upside that a guy like a Dart does, but it seems that he has picked up the playbook much easier at this point. And again, we're three practices in, so you can take this for what it's worth. But I look at him and I'm thinking to myself, you know, they've got two nice options right there, because both of these guys would probably start for the majority of the teams in the conference right now.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a fun battle to follow through the rest of camp, just because we know how often starting quarterbacks get hurt and sometimes you just have to have someone step up. That was kind of the situation with Slovis. So it will be interesting to see who gets that backup position and just how much more this offense continues to evolve and who becomes the actual starters. But soon to come, we'll discuss the defensive woes for the USC Trojans. Before that, let me let you know about rockauto.com, best way to save some money and take care of your car. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Okay, we're talking USC fall camp here with Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, USC put the pads on yesterday and they're finally out there. I guess they had shells. You know, I'm still learning everything about the details about what the equipment is and everything. But I think it's getting a little more real for them. Right now, one of their struggle areas is the defense. And the defensive coordinator, Todd Orlando, spoke with, you know, the press yesterday and just kind of expressed some of the things that they have to deal with. And a lot of that is injuries that are happening to the team. What are your thoughts about this defensive core?
Yeah, you know, obviously it starts with, you know, you got a guy in Drake Jackson who's, you know, outside of Kayvon Thibodeau, the best pass rusher in the conference and certainly one of the best ones in the country. But, you know, the thing with USC is, with their defense, more so than their offense the last 5-6 years, you look at the stars across the board and you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, you should be really good. And for whatever reason, they're just not. You know, they replace defensive coordinators, they bring in new players, and you know what? It just feels like a kind of a squishy defense. I remember when Arizona, which was not a great offense, played against them last year, and Arizona's just moving the ball up and down the field, and USC just looked scattershot. They just looked disorganized, which I think goes back to the head coach. But I think this is going to be a middle of the road unit, and that's why I'm not real big on them going this far, because I love their offense, Cindy. But I look at it and I think this is going to be a team that's going to force some turnovers, but they're also going to have a lot of problems, I think, stopping teams. I think teams are going to put up a lot of points on USC.
Yikes, that's going to be tough. So one of the bright spots, I guess, of that defense is the freshman defensive lineman, Corey Foreman. He was the former number one recruit in the nation. He has high expectations just coming in, you know, being a part of obviously USC and their legacy, but he has people in the room like a Nick Figueroa, who I guess they already had a relationship because their families work together, or like their fathers work together, whatever. So they already had that relationship, but it's almost like a mentality of a big brother pushing you at all times. Do you think that's like more beneficial because you already have those relationships in the locker room, you know, in that defensive room? Or is it one of those things that can get like kind of tough?
I think that I think it's good, to be honest with you, because first of all, I'm a big fan of bloodlines when it comes to athletics, first and foremost, because I think that it generally means that the kid's going to be you're growing up around football, and you know what, you probably got some inherent qualities that most kids don't have, but also, you know what the grind is. You've been exposed to the grind and you've decided this far to embrace the grind. Now there's some people that are just naturally, and you know, this isn't a diss at all, but you think about Snoop Dogg's kid, you know, you think of Cordell Brodus. This is a kid that was really talented. You know what, he got to UCLA and decided he didn't want to play football. And there's obviously nothing wrong with that. But generally after that first year or that first 6 months, you have a pretty good idea whether these kids are going to embrace it or not. And I think that right now you're looking at a kid that's going to embrace it. And I expect him to be able to live up to his billing. It's just going to be tough because he's so young at this point.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of opportunity for that defensive line for players to step up. But also when it comes to the DBs, specifically cornerback Isaac Taylor Stewart, he's in a position now to actually step up and, you know, really lead that DB core. According to this article, the defensive backs coach Dante Williams has been impressed with his growth. He says Taylor Stewart has become a leader on that team and he's more comfortable taking chances on the field. I know we you just said you feel like a lot of Pac-12 teams will be scoring on SC, but do you feel like they're at least improving in that space of corners and safety?
I think they have more talent. I don't know that they're improving. It's just going to be one of those things for me, Cindy. It's very much of a wait and see approach because, you know, I mean, every year I want USC, truth be told, like outside Arizona, I root for USC because when USC football is good, it's good for the conference. It's true. Really good for the conference. But I also think to myself that, you know, sooner or later, I got to kind of see it because I look at the talent. And again, this is, you know, it's a top 10 nationally talented team, but it feels more like a team that's about to go 9-4. Dante Williams, he was here at Arizona. He's a fantastic recruiter. You know, so if what he, you know, if he's talking about DB taking charge of the room, he's definitely going to know that because he's close with these kids. But I'll be honest with you, though, I got to see it. It's on paper, it looks good. But like I said, there's just been too many times when I've watched USC and I'm like, how in the world are they giving up this many points, this many yards?
Yeah. And that's going to be tough. This is not the year that they want to be slacking in that area. They, you know, they have some tough opponents in Washington and Oregon and can't really slack off like that.
Oh, no, you're not kidding. I mean, this is going to be a tough year for them. It's going to be difficult to hide whatever deficiencies they have. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, again, another day of talking Pac-12 football. Super excited for what's to come. For those of you that are interested in betting, check out the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Michael is going to end up being our resident bet person for the Pac-12 sports. So we're going to get that going once we get closer to season. We'll have to talk about it a little more, Michael.
I got you covered. Yeah. Whatever you need on that, I got you covered.
Okay, cool. I trust in your judgment. Michael's going to be our resident betting expert here at on Locked On Pac-12. So make sure you all stay locked on Pac-12 on Locked On Network and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.